Coming up next on Passion Struck, we've heard tales of victories and clinging more closely to our aspirations. But what if I told you sometimes it's releasing our grip that propels us forward? Yes, stepping into a space where we are no longer held back by what was once there. This journey doesn't come with a roadmap or a neat set of instructions. It's messy, and yet there lies freedom in this chaos, freedom from attachments that weigh us down and blur our vision.
Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles. And on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 435 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked as the number one alternative health podcast on Apple. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who return to the show weekly, eager to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, be better, and make a meaningful impact on the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize in convenient playlists to give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks or Spotify to get started. Are you curious to find out where you stand on the path to becoming Passion Struck? Then dive in to my engaging Passion Struck quiz, crafted to reflect the core principles that I share in my latest book, Passion Struck. This quiz gives you a dynamic way to understand where you sit in the Passion Struck continuum. Just head over to passionstruck.com right now. It'll take you about 10 minutes to complete the quiz, and it consists of only 20 questions. Don't miss this valuable chance to get valuable insights into your Passion Struck journey. Take the quiz now. In case you missed my interviews from earlier in the week, they included my interview with Eric Edmeades, the visionary behind the post-diabetic revolution, and Marie Butler, bodybuilding pro, who's reshaping what fitness and health look like. In the first episode, Eric reveals the truth around reversing type 2 diabetes and how this innovative approach is changing lives. Meanwhile, Marie shares her inspiring journey from the corporate world to the bodybuilding stage, proving it's never too late transform your health and your life. And if you liked either of those previous episodes or today's solo episode, we would so appreciate you giving it a 5-star rating and review. These reviews go such a long way in bringing more people into the Passion Struck community, where we can give them weekly doses of hope, meaning, and inspiration. And I know we and our guests love to hear from our listeners. Now, let's talk about today's episode. Have you ever stood at the edge of a decision, your heart racing with the sheer weight of it? That's exactly where I found myself. Not on some grand cliff overlooking the ocean, but staring down at the daunting task of letting go. This concept isn't new, yet its significance is often underestimated until it stares us right back in the face. The power of letting go feels like uncharted territory for so many of us. We've heard stories of tenacity leading to success, but what if I told you sometimes it's releasing our grip that ends up propelling us forward? Yes, stepping into a space where we are no longer held back by what was once there. Reflecting on this, I often say sometimes letting go is the best way to take control. Shed strict expectations and allow yourself to move with the flow of personal progress. Jamie Kern Lima's journey with IT Cosmetics defies the conventional success story. Her success was not a byproduct of rigid control, but of embracing the power of release. Her story illustrates that to command our future, we might need to unclench our fists from the reins of preconceived notions and outcomes. Today's episode dives into the very crux of this paradox, that genuine control often comes from letting go. Jamie's metamorphosis from inspiring entrepreneur to the helm of a billion-dollar brand is testament to the strength that's found in flexibility, relinquishing control, and letting personal growth lead the way. Her path reveals that our greatest potential, true worth, often materialize through the serendipities of release. This journey doesn't come with a roadmap or clear instructions. It's messy, and yet there lies freedom in this chaos, freedom from attachments that weigh us down and end up blurring our visions. I've walked this path myself and felt stuck between desperate clinging and leaping into the unknown. Embracing change, daunting as it may seem, paved my way to self-betterment and opportunities that I once thought were beyond my reach. Through Jamie Kern Lima's experiences, we'll learn that the essence of our value and our potential often unfurls in the unexpected twists of letting go. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. I happened to be doing Toastmasters a couple weeks ago and was actually the Toastmaster for that evening. And I decided to tackle the topic that I'm discussing on today's episode, which is the power of letting go and how it can ultimately change our lives in so many different ways than we expect possibly could. Because I think we have this illusion of control that permeates how we approach life, how we approach our tasks at work, our relationships. And we often don't realize there's an unpredictable path to success that we need to embrace. And that's what I'm going to share with you in today's episode. And I want to do it through the story of Jamie Kern Lima, who was on the podcast just a few weeks ago to launch her latest book, Worthy. In our relentless pursuit of success and stability, we often cling to the belief that controlling every aspect of our lives is the key to success and happiness and contentment. This illusion of control convinces us that with enough planning and effort, we can steer our lives in our desired direction without fail. However, this notion overlooks fundamental truth. Life is inherently unpredictable. Consider the entrepreneurs who stumble upon their most profitable ideas by accident, or the countless individuals who find love when they least expect it. These different types of stories challenge the narrative that tight control is synonymous with success and happiness and other things that we long for in our lives. Jamie Kern Lima's experiences with IT Cosmetics showcases this power, proving that embracing uncertainty and adapting to challenges can lead to monumental success. So let's talk about Jamie Kern Lima's transformational pivot from broadcast journalism to beauty entrepreneurship. Jamie's early career in broadcast journalism saw her excelling as a TV news anchor, where her talents for confident and clear communications was paramount. However, her career trajectory took an unexpected turn due to a personal challenge. Jamie developed hereditary rosacea, a skin condition that causes redness as well as visible blood vessels. This condition not only threatened her professional image, but also instigated a deeper struggle with self-doubt and the harsh judgment of the public eye. The power of letting go, though, became evident in Jamie's life as she navigated the vulnerabilities of her on-air appearances. Despite high visual standards of her profession, she frequently received unsettling comments through her earpiece during live broadcasts, her producers pointing out that something was on her face. This relentless scrutiny fueled her fears of losing viewership, or even more drastically, her job, which amplified her internal turmoil. The lack of effective makeup solutions just compounded her frustration, leaving her feeling powerless and exposed. In the face of these challenges, Jamie's journey underscores the transformative power of letting go. Rather than succumbing to fear and insecurities that were triggered by her skin condition, she embarked on a path that would address her personal dilemma and pave the way for a groundbreaking venture into the beauty industry. Her experience, which was marked by vulnerability, the courage to confront and transcend limitations, illustrates how letting go of fear and embracing one's authentic self can catalyze profound change and success. Let's discuss the science behind the surrender. Psychological research supports the benefits of letting go. Studies have shown that relinquishing our grip on control can lead to lower stress levels, improved mental health, and enhanced decision-making capabilities. This surrender, often referred to as psychological flexibility, allows individuals to respond more adaptively to life's challenges. Letting go doesn't mean, though, being passive or giving up. It's about actively choosing to accept and adapt to the present moment without being overly attached to a specific outcome. This mindset shift can lead to a profound sense of freedom and empowerment, as it aligns us more clearly with the realities of our environment as well as our own capabilities. As today's episode unfolds, I'm going to dive deeper into practical steps for letting go and how this has transformed lives, including my own, drawing on more insights from Jamie Kern Lima's experience as well as broader research on this topic. Jamie's path to growing IT Cosmetics into a successful brand was filled with challenges that taught her the profound power of letting go. Her journey illustrates how overcoming common obstacles like fear, guilt, uncertainty, and relinquishing attachment and control can be absolutely transformative. Jamie faced significant skepticism and rejection when she tried to pitch IT Cosmetics to different retailers and investors. In fact, many in the beauty industry doubted that a product line that was focused on severe skin conditions could possibly succeed in an industry that favored aesthetics over functionality. Fear of failure was palpable, but Jamie chose to let go of this fear, focusing instead on the belief that her products and their potential to make a difference was worth the gamble to let go of her fear. Next, Jamie had to battle guilt and learn to embrace self-worth. As a woman in business, Jamie experienced guilt, a common obstacle that many of us face when we prioritize career aspirations. She often felt torn between her entrepreneurial drive and societal expectations of her roles outside of work. Letting go of this guilt, Jamie embraced her self-worth and contributions, realizing that her success could inspire and empower others, particularly women in business and women who faced significant skin conditions like she had. Next, Jamie had to learn how to navigate uncertainty with faith. The journey of building IT Cosmetics was rife with uncertainty. The company struggled financially in the early years. In fact, Jamie and her team had to work out of her living room for many of the initial phases of the company's beginnings, and there was no guarantee of success. Jamie had to let go of the need for security, embracing the uncertainty of the entrepreneurial path with faith and a vision for what her company could achieve. Jamie also had to deal with the pitfalls of attachment and control. Jamie's attachment to her vision of success and her desire to control every single aspect of her business initially hindered its growth. She realized that this need to control was rooted in fear of the unknown, and fear of failure. Learning to let go of this need allowed her to be more open to feedback, to delegate effectively, and to trust her team, which ultimately propelled the company forward. The decision to sell IT Cosmetics to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion was perhaps Jamie's ultimate act of letting go. After years of nurturing and growing her company, she handed it over to ensure continued growth and reach. This move was a testament in her ability to let go for the greater good of her mission and the brand that she had built from the ground up. Jamie Kern Lima's journey with IT Cosmetics is a compelling example of the power of letting go. By facing her fears, overcoming guilt, navigating uncertainty, and relinquishing control, she was able to grow a multi-billion-dollar brand and make a significant impact in the beauty industry. Her story is a beautiful reminder that letting go is not about losing. It's about opening up new possibilities, growth, and ultimately greater success. So now I want to go over 6 steps to embrace the power of letting go. Using insights from Jamie's journey, Jamie Kern Lima's transformation from news anchor to the CEO of IT Cosmetics offers practical insights into embracing this liberating concept. First, it teaches us to face our challenges head on. Jamie's struggle with rosacea was not just a personal inconvenience. It threatened her career in broadcast journalism. Instead of allowing this challenge to dictate her future, she confronted it. This proactive approach led her to create IT Cosmetics, a company that provided solutions for people in similar situations. The lesson that we can learn from that, when faced with obstacles, confront them. This may end up leading to innovative solutions and new paths in life. The second thing that Jamie's story teaches us is to let go of the need for external validation. As a television personality, Jamie was accustomed to being in the public eye, constantly scrutinized by viewers and producers. Critical comments about her appearance could easily have shattered her self-esteem. However, Jamie instead decided to focus on her self-worth rather than seek validation from others. The lesson that we can learn from this is trust in your self-worth. Your value does not diminish because of other people's perceptions. The third lesson that we can learn from Jamie's story to embrace vulnerability. Jamie's decision to share her skin condition publicly was a pivotal moment in her life and career. It required her to be vulnerable, an act that not only humanized her to her audience, but also set the stage for her entrepreneurial success. The lesson that we can learn from this, to embrace your vulnerabilities. They are not weaknesses, but instead opportunities for growth and connection. The fourth thing that we can learn from Jamie's story, to adapt to change. The shift from a stable career in journalism to the unpredictable world of entrepreneurship required Jamie to adapt to constant change. This adaptability became a cornerstone of her success, allowing her to navigate the ups and downs of starting and growing a business. The lesson that we can learn from Jamie's story is to be flexible and open to change, because change is a constant in life and it can lead to so many unexpected outcomes. The fifth thing that we can learn from Jamie's story is to pursue passion with perseverance. Jamie's passion for creating a product that met her needs and those of others like her drove the ultimate success of IT Cosmetics. Despite numerous rejections, she persevered, believing in her long-term vision. Our lesson from this, letting go fear and doubt allows you to pursue your passions with perseverance, often leading to success. Finally, the sixth epiphany from Jamie's story is to learn from failure. Jamie faced numerous failures and rejections before IT Cosmetics became a success. Each setback provided valuable lessons that ended up shaping her approach, ultimately leading her to triumph. The lesson that we can learn from this is to view failures as opportunities for growth. They are stepping stones to success, not roadblocks. Overall, Jamie Kern Lima's story is a testament to the power of letting go. By facing challenges head-on, letting go of our need for external validation, embracing vulnerability, adapting to change, pursuing passion, perseverance, and learning from failure, anyone can transform their life and career in unexpected and rewarding ways. So how do you maintain the balance, letting go without giving up? The concept of letting go often conjures misconceptions of resignation or apathy, yet it fundamentally differs from these passive states. Letting go is an active choice, a dynamic process of engaging with life's flow without being ensnared by the need for specific outcomes. It's about finding equilibrium between effort and surrender, where one can remain driven as well as productive, while also embracing fluidity of life's unpredicted nature. So let's now differentiate power of letting go from resignation or apathy. Resignation implies defeat or withdrawal, a passive surrender to circumstances without any attempt to influence outcomes. Apathy denotes a lack of interest or concern, leading to disengagement from the task or situation at hand. In contrast, letting go is about releasing an overbearing grip on control and the anxiety of uncertainty, not the relinquishment of action or desire. It involves an active participation in life's journey, recognizing that while we can steer our course, we cannot control every wave that we encounter. Jamie Kern's experience with IT Cosmetics exemplifies this distinction. Her decision to sell the company was not an act of resignation, but a strategic choice to let go for the brand's better good. She remained deeply committed to her mission and engaged in the process, becoming L'Oreal's first female CEO. Yet, she released her attachment to the company and being firmly under its control, recognizing that its growth could be better suited by a larger entity. Practicing detachment while staying engaged in one's endeavors involves a conscious recognition of the efforts that we can control and the outcomes that we cannot. This perspective allows us to invest our energy wisely, focusing on actions that align with our values, goals, aspirations, and ambitions, while accepting the natural course of events beyond our control. To do this, we first must set clear intentions, releasing attachment to outcomes. You do this by establishing your goals and the values that drive them. Invest your efforts fully, but understand that the outcome might not always align with your initial vision. This understanding fosters resilience and flexibility in the face of life's uncertainties. Second, embrace uncertainty as a growth opportunity. Recognize that uncertainty is not an impediment, but a catalyst for growth and learning. Each unforeseen challenge or change is an opportunity to adapt, learn, and expand your capabilities and understanding. Third, cultivate mindfulness and presence. Engaging in mindfulness practices can enhance your ability to stay present and responsive to the current moment. This presence allows for clearer perspective, reducing the compulsion to control every aspect, making it easier to let go when necessary. Fourth, acknowledge and process emotions. Letting go can evoke a spectrum of emotions, from relief to sorrow. Acknowledge these feelings, understanding that they're part of the human condition. Processing these emotions allows for a healthier detachment and maintains your engagement with life and work. Maintain a balanced perspective. Balance your ambition and action with moments of reflection and relaxation. This balance ensures that your efforts are sustainable and aligned with your broader life goals, helping to prevent burnout and foster long-term engagement and satisfaction. Power of letting go without giving up is an art that balances proactive engagement with life's inherent unpredictability. It's about steering the ship with skill and effort while being prepared to adjust the sails when the winds shift. Through this balance, individuals like Jamie Kern Lima find the freedom to pursue their passions effectively, leading to profound personal and professional achievements. So embrace the journey ahead, the liberating power of letting go. In our lives, threads, fear, control and attachment can often weave a pattern that feels safe, yet restricts our true potential. The story of Jamie Kern Lima, alongside the wisdom gained from psychological research and practical life lessons, underscores a powerful truth. The art of letting go is not just a technique, but a transformative practice that leads to profound professional and personal growth. Mastering the art of letting go requires us to face our fears, embrace our vulnerabilities, and accept the unpredictable nature of life. It teaches us to differentiate between the effort that we can control and the outcomes that we cannot. This practice encourages a state of being where we engage fully with our actions and intentions while releasing our attachment to specific results. As we look back on the insights that I've shared, let us remember that letting go is an active choice towards a more fulfilled, balanced life. It's about making peace with the uncertainty of our past, trusting in our journey, and believing in our capacity to adapt. Thrive. Jamie Kern Lima's journey from battling self-doubt to building a multi-billion-dollar brand exemplifies the incredible possibilities that unfold when we dare to let go. Now, as we close this episode, I invite you to reflect on areas in your life where the power of letting go can be applied. Consider the attachments that might be holding you back, the fears that narrow your path, the control that stifles your growth. Imagine the freedom, creativity, and joy that can emerge from releasing these binds. In essence, the art of letting go teaches us to flow with life's currents, not against them. It empowers us to live more authentically, respond more creatively to challenges, and ultimately to unlock our full potential. So take a moment to consider where in your life you practice the art of letting go to pave the way for a richer, more fulfilling experience. Embrace letting go as a practice, not just a momentary relief, but as a lifelong journey towards self-discovery, resilience, and fulfillment. Let Jamie Kern Lima's story inspire you to release the reins of control and open your heart to the endless possibilities that life has to offer. The quiet surrender to the flow of life, we find our true strength, our true path, and most importantly, selves. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who listened to today's episode. Links to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube at both our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at Passionstruck Clips. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. I'm at John R. Miles at both Twitter and Instagram, and you can also sign up for our newsletter, Live Intentionally, by going to passionstruck.com or johnrmiles.com. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast interview that I did with none other than Sean Foley, the renowned golf coach behind some of the biggest names in the sport. From his unique coaching philosophy to the mental strategies that can turn a struggling golfer into a champion, Sean shares insights that you won't want to miss.
When you look at the brain and its function, or you look at our ancestors and how they behaved and why they behaved and what it was all about, I think what it does is allows me now to have kind of less shame and guilt for being what I've been designed to be. And so being insecure is completely necessary to survival. It really is. When you become secure that you're insecure, it's all good, right? When you can show weakness in front of a camera to the whole world, that's a superpower. It's not a problem. And so I think that's really what we need to look at is what is it that we need to do? But unfortunately, our economy works on a robotization of human beings. And as Chomsky discussed, an assembly line, who's your favorite sports team, sweet 16 birthday. And we all just run through the same narrative that just builds consumption, and it's an economy.
Remember that we rise by lifting others. So share this show with those that you love and care about. And if you found today's episode useful, then definitely share it with people that you know who could utilize today's wisdom. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion struck.